Tuesday, December 12th, 2017. Not for much longer, Keith. We'll be on to, we'll have to 2018 it here in a minute.
That's right.
So remember that when you're writing your checks.
Write check? What's writing a check?
Exactly right. Does anybody still do that? No, I don't.
No, okay.
I don't have any kind of money, let alone that. It is Tuesday morning. We always check in with the MCCSC. This morning we go up the hill to Marlin. And who's our friend over there?
Got Tim Dowling, who's the principal of Marlin.
What's happening, Tim? How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Good morning.
Good to join us as always. We appreciate it. You're getting ready to wrap up semester number one. You always keep one eye on the weather over there. We joke about it. You've got a few twists and turns, hills and whatnots up there. So far, so good. And what have we learned in semester number one this year? How your kids been doing?
The semester's been great. Yeah, it's been a wonderful semester. We're looking forward to, you know, finishing strong. We still have some, you know, curriculum that we're finishing up this semester. And, we're filling in some, you know, curriculum related to the holidays coming up and learning about the different, you know, holidays that are celebrated throughout the world at this time of year. But, you know, we have, it's been a really great semester for our students and the teachers. I'm really happy with how it's gone.
Did you, are you coding with the rest of everybody?
We were, yeah, that was wonderful. We did that, really, we've been doing a lot of that all year long, but really last week was a really great focus on it, where we made sure every kid in our building was able to participate in the coding activity. So it was really great to see from kindergarten through sixth grade, every, you know, at age appropriate, but participating in an activity that, you know, teaches some of the logic and the knowledge needed to kind of understand and begin to know how to do coding.
My daughter's in second grade, and she came home and said, Dad, we did coding today. It's what we're going to do when we get real jobs. I was like, all right, as long as you're fired.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
At that grade level, they're learning how to write their own games?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just like everything else, you get a little, you have beginners, and then it gets a little bit more difficult. And what was the reaction at Marlin, Tim? Were the kids excited about doing this?
They were excited, and one way you could tell is that they were so focused, it was so quiet, where you could see them completely engaged in the activity. It was great. It was a great week. We really enjoyed it.
Well, and then to pick up from there tomorrow, I love the sound of this, and I don't know how many of these you have, but you're doing a handbell choir competition, not a competition, entertainment. Who can come, and what time, and do the whole explanation?
Yeah, the sound is amazing. I'm not a musician, but I certainly enjoy it myself. So our music teacher, Mrs. Bennett, she works this semester with our 5th and 6th grade students, and they put on a performance for our parents and our community members, and it will be tomorrow night. It will be at Marlin. It will be at 6:30, and we're really excited to have everybody out to kind of hear the music that they've been preparing for everybody.
Open to the public?
Yes, absolutely.
Is there a charge?
No.
Free, handbell.
Yeah.
Woo.
Is it BYO... Yeah. Handbell?
Yeah.
You gotta bring, no, get out there and have some fun. Those Christmas programs are great. They do them at all the schools, and the kids get into it. And that's the fun part of the year to have everybody
celebrate.
But
that's such an art to be able to play those. It's amazing.
It is. Kids are talented, Keith. Look out.
They're you also are doing I call it a poetry jam, deaf jam kind of thing. Your 5th and 6th graders are doing poetry they wrote?
Yeah, last week our intermediate language arts teacher, Mrs. Melnick, she planned an event to have some 5th grade students. They were welcome to come and at night come back and read some poetry that they had written. And we had a gathering of, you know, parents and community members to listen to the poetry. And it was quite an event. It was really enjoyable, and we'll kind of continue to build on it for next year and try to make it even bigger.
Now, I have to ask you a question. How does mechanical engineering degree from Notre Dame gets you to be the principal at Marlin School?
Well, it was quite a road. I did study engineering at Notre Dame, and then I decided to do a year of service. So I worked as an AmeriCorps volunteer teacher in St. Petersburg, Florida, and I discovered that I loved teaching, and I loved supervising and helping and supporting teachers. So I went back after working as an engineer in a manufacturing company in New York for several years. My family and I moved to Bloomington to do the transition to teaching program here at IU. And then we fell in love with Bloomington. We decided to stay. And then this is now my 11th year working for MCCSC. I've been an elementary school teacher for 7 years. And then I decided I wanted to move into administration so I could continue to support students and teachers in a bigger way. And that's how I ended up at Marlin.
So you came from New York to Bloomington. Wow.
Correct.
Culture shock?
Well, not so much because I had gone to college at Notre Dame, obviously in South Bend. So it was, you know, Bloomington is, I've lived here longer than I've lived anywhere, so it actually, Bloomington is very close to home for me.
So what at this point, now next week is it, and the kids are looking every day at the weather forecast so that they don't have to use that snow day and they get out a day earlier. But
right.
What's it like when the kids are all in this mode of we're out of here and you still have a week of school left?
Well, the energy level is high for sure. We certainly hope that the temperatures stay warm enough so we can get everybody outside for outside recess and get everybody running around. You know, our younger kids, they might have a little extra time outside or no extra, you know, mm-hmm. time to keep them active and giving them some hands-on activities. But we really just try to focus on, you know, thinking of activities and lessons that will keep kids active and engaged. And that you know, they, when you have lessons like that, they're able to maintain the focus.
How long does it take to get them back in the school mood after the break?
I think a lot of them are just ready to come back. They just enjoy, you know, being with their teachers and being with their friends and being with their classmates. So actually, quite often the first few days back from a break, it's kind of pretty quiet and calm and peaceful. Everyone's kind of just ready to settle back into a routine.
Tell everybody what Santa Claus got you and talk about all the fun things you did over Christmas. And you're right. And everybody wants to get back into their routine. That's probably part of it as well. But I tell you what. We enjoyed the break, and hopefully the students will out there as well. And I'm going to try to keep the forecast positive as best I can, Tim. I mean, that's a lot of pressure, but we just want to get to the finish line and get to the new year. Hey, have a great holiday. We'll talk to you coming up next semester, and Merry Christmas and happy holiday to you and yours.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.